does a tremendous job. I always enjoy hearing him preach. I enjoy being around him. And he is truly a blessing. And he lifted our hearts and spirits last night. I know he's going to do a better job tonight because he's got a tie with him. So he's going to look like one of those modern guys. And even worse, he said. So, you know, I thought there, then I had no fear he'd turn into one of those modernists on me. Didn't remember last night. But he's got his dignity on now. So, yeah, I'm going to pour it on as loud as I can. Okay, enough of this. It's time for what we come for. Just listen to preaching of God's Word. Brother Jeff, you come at this time, give to it what God's laid on your heart. Brother Jeff Arthur, pastor of the Elizabeth Baptist Church, in beautiful downtown Bancroft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you're from now. Good to be with you again this evening. Got a good crowd this evening. Yeah. We're real thankful for everybody who's able to come out today. And what we're going to do, we're going to continue on our study that we started yesterday, a total of five different texts that we're going to be looking at, and I hope the Lord will bless you with it. I really do. I pray that the Lord will save us all this week. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to see somebody trust Christ as their Savior? And we need to pray for that. We need to pray for that. The Lord's able to open hearts. And if He don't open a heart, it's not going to happen. So we certainly hope that He would open somebody's heart this week and they would trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Okay? Now what we're doing, this text is who we are in Christ. And last night was who we are in Christ, part one. Give you five different points for that. And we'll give you five more tonight. And we'll give you five every night. This will be the same number every night. Even if it's 10 minutes long. You don't think I can do it 10 minutes long? I'm going to do it every night. Five points, and I hope the Lord will bless you with it. I really do. I hope He does. Now, who we are in Christ. We got to remember who we are. We got to remember who we are. Love, we're children of God. We have great things to look forward to, too. We got a great King. We got a great King. And we got a great future ahead of us. And I hope tonight that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. There is nothing any more important than that. One of the reasons why you have revivals is so that you can share the gospel with people. And I certainly hope tonight that you know Him as your Savior. I hope you know Him. You say, well, you're getting the invitation now? No. I'm giving an invitation, though. You can get saved before the service is over, can you not? I mean, you don't have to wait till, you know, the song and the piano starts playing for that. Sometimes the Lord saves people right in the church pew. And buddy, I've come down before and come down front and was getting ready to pray, and then someone would just come up and say, Jeff, I want to trust Jesus as my Savior. And boy, we dearly love. If the Holy Spirit moves that way, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? Do you think we should pray for that, though? You know, the Bible says you have not because you...
There you go.
We need to ask. We're God's people, and He listens to His people. And when we call upon Him, He's able to take and move in a mighty way. And that's what I'm praying for. I'm going to give you five more who we are in Christ text. I'll go ahead and give them to you at the beginning. We are a new creation. We are a new creation. Number two, we are born again. That's the second one. Number three, we are servants. Number four, we are kept. We are kept. And then number five, we are a royal priesthood.
Amen.
I know you'd like that. That's why I said it for last. A royal priesthood. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
We're going to work through each one of these like we did last night, one by one. Then we'll have five more if the Lord lets us live. We'll do five more tomorrow. And that's what we hope for anyhow. Let's go ahead and move into it now. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creation. He's a new creation. And notice what it says, old things pass away and all things becomes
new.
All things becomes new. I told you last night, I believe, but I look for newness in people. I get excited when people come down front. I do. I like it, and I enjoy seeing it. I really do. But I look for people to be new.
Yeah.
Are you new? Now, there's been a lot of years that, I've been pastoring 40 years. Do you think that? 40 years and I'm 60 now. But can you imagine? Do what, brother? I'm getting old, ain't it? Can you imagine being a new creation in Christ? And that's what He's done for us. It's the greatest thing in the world you can be. And I hope tonight you know Him as your Savior and you've trusted Him as your Savior.
Yeah.
The Scripture says that old things pass away and all things becomes what? Old things pass away, all things becomes what again?
New.
New. And that's what I look for. When I used to work on a job and someone would come up and run to the preacher and they'd say, Jeff, I got saved last night. I said, what's wonderful? Tickles me to death. It really does. But if I wait 2 or 3 weeks later, sometimes I'll notice they go back to the way they were before. No. Same nasty talk. Same nasty lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
Same nasty friends. They still the same way that they was before. So what I'm trying to tell you is when you know Christ, you're a new creature.
Amen.
You're a new creation in Him.
Amen.
And that's what I look for in people.
Sure.
I look for them to be new. And I look for them to be changed. I really do. Can I ask you a question? Are you new? I wrote a fellow's name down here, and he worked with me. He worked with me at a drum plant, plastic drum plant. That's where I worked. And he was my partner. That's who my partner was. And his name is Stewie. Terry Stewart is his name. We always called him Stewie. He would fight a buzzsaw. It was just unbelievable. Anything... any kind of push of any kind, he was ready to fight. I broke him out of more fights than you can count. I really did. But I worked on him. I worked on him. I'd keep him out of trouble, too. But I would work on him. I'd tell him about Christ, and I'd talk to him about the Savior. And I did that probably for a couple years.
Yeah.
I never gave up on him. I know the Lord can save. It might not be right now, but I know He can change your heart. He can open your heart and save you. I believe it. I think He can take the most hardened sinner and change their heart. And I pray for that. I got people in my family that are lost, and I'm sure that you do too, and you give anything to see them saved. Well, this is how Stewie was. This step big around. Always wanted to fight. I've jumped out the door to catch him from getting in a fight before.
Yeah.
But you know where he's at now? He's down home. He's a member of Elizabeth Baptist Church. And it completely changed his whole world around.
Yeah.
In typical Stewie fashion, it was about 9:30. Sunday school didn't want to start till 10, you know. And here he come. I thought, oh, somebody's made him mad. It's going to be bad. Down that alley come. You know what he said? He said, Jeff, I want to get saved.
Yeah.
I want to get saved right now, and I don't want to wait to after the service. All God's people said.
Amen.
I thought that was a wonderful. You know, you could die before the service was over. If the Holy Spirit convicted his heart and opened his heart, that's time to get saved. And that's the way he did. And he's been still one of the greatest blessings. What do you think? He's been one of the greatest blessings ever since. That fighting's all gone. That a foul mouth, that's all gone. And he's been a... It's amazing, honey. And you know what? I think the Lord put us together. I think that he saved all people. They put to him with the preacher. That's one of the things too much. Oh, buddy, when he come down that church aisle and he said, I want to get saved, but I want everybody's name. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Amen.
I hope everybody in here tonight is saved. I mean saved to know. And I may not think, wish, or hope. I want you to know. I mean, there's too much riding on it. Don't you think? Eternity is in the balance. Where will you spend your eternity at? The Lord will come tonight. Where would you spend your eternity at? Don't you think that's the bottom line? Don't you think that's the bottom line? Where are you going to spend it at? I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going?
Amen.
Do you know where you're going? Without the shadow of any doubt, nothing any greater than having everlasting life.
Amen.
That's a forever life.
Yes,
you're either going to spend forever in hell or you're going to spend forever in heaven. Two places.
That's right. Yeah.
Where are you going? Are you ready to go up? You said, well, I made a profession when I was 8, and you're 48 now. But for 40 years you never served the Lord. Have you ever seen it? I got saved when I was 8, but for 40 years they never served the Lord. They wanted nothing to do with His house. They never taught, they never trained their children in the ways of the Lord or anything. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah.
But they got saved when they was 8. Mm-hmm. Well, but I doubt it. I don't know anybody's heart.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody's heart. But I'm telling you, when you've been born again, it's going to change how you live.
Amen.
It's going to change it. And if it doesn't change it, there's something wrong with it.
It's true. Amen.
Did it change? That's all I'm asking. It's too late to ask that question after you're dead.
Yeah.
It's too late after you're dead. You not got to know that you're ready to go. So, I'm a new creation.
Amen.
Are you a new creation tonight? Are you a new creation? It's the greatest thing you can be. Number two, we are servants. We are servants. We are a new creation. We are a new creation, but we also, I'm looking at the wrong thing here. We are a new creation, and old things pass away, and all things become what again?
New.
And my thing for you tonight again, the main thing I want you to see is that you need to be new.
Yeah.
And if you're not new, there's something wrong. Number two, we are servants. When do we become a servant? When we're born again. Right? When you're born again, you become a servant. What's our main thing in life now? Isn't that the truth? Isn't serving the Lord the main thing? Or is it the last thing? What's the main thing? What's the main thing? Jesus? My. How many put aside His work and don't serve Him? Don't talk to Him. Don't witness. Don't share. We're servants. What do servants do? Hey, you know what we're going to do in heaven? I told you this last time I was here. You know what we're going to do in heaven? We're going to float on a cloud. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do in heaven. No, not our. Revelation 22 and verse 3 says, my servants will serve me.
Right. Amen.
that be awesome?
Oh, my.
Amen. Won't that be awesome? What a service that's going to be. We serve Him here on earth, right?
Right.
We're also going to serve Him in heaven. Now, that service is going to be even better, isn't it? Way better. There won't be no competition for that. But while we're here, we got to remind ourselves that we are servants and who we represent.
Amen.
I don't understand folks who claim to be Christians but don't serve. I just don't understand it. And I always, like I've already told you, I always wonder what's wrong with somebody that don't want to serve their God. But we all love Him. Do y'all love your Lord?
Oh,
I love Him. And if you can see my heart, what I want to do is I want to please Him.
Sure.
I the purpose behind my preaching is because I want to please the Lord. I believe He called me to do it. Yeah. And I want to do it to the best of my ability. I do. And I think it's important that we be good servants. Hey, beloved, don't you want to have a well done, thou good and faithful servant?
Amen.
How many would like to have that?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you just dearly love that?
Amen.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I covet that. I'd like to have that. Not so I can boast in what we did or whatever. It's just because we love the Lord that much. That's the motivator behind it. We love Him that much, so we serve Him that much. It's awesome when you work on a job with somebody and you can see them, how they change and how much they love the Lord. How much they do. And then you see them begin to serve. You see him begin to serve Him and seek to please Him. It's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
We are servants. Number three, we are born again. We are born again. I've had a second birth. I'm born again.
Yes, sir.
And if I wasn't born again, beloved, I'd still be in my sin. I've been born again. Isn't that a wonderful place to be? I'm born of the Spirit. That makes you alive spiritually. And the greatest need of people is to be alive spiritually. We all got people in our family that's lost. We had a whole revival this week. And what we could do is bring people in to hear it. Bring people in to hear it. You got to bring them. We sing song. Bring them in. Bring them in. And we also go out to bring them in. But it's awesome when you can invite them. Say, why don't you come and sit with me? I used to have a deacon in the church, and that's what he'd do. He'd go to somebody he worked with, and he'd say, would you come with me? I just want you to sit with me during the meeting. Nobody will pull you up front. Nobody will laugh at you. Just come on in. I want you to come with me. You'd be surprised how many people do it. Ask yourself, how many people did you ask to come to the meeting? How many people did you ask to come to the meeting? We should ask, should we not? We should ask. Does it hurt to ask? Can you ask a stranger? Well, yeah. Sometimes the strangers are the ones that will come. Sometimes the strangers are the ones that will come. So, we are servants, and now we are born again. We are born again. Had a new birth. And not because I've got a new birth, I got a new home.
Amen.
Amen.
Got a new home. New birth gives you a new home. Like we said, we all know where we're going if we've been born again, if we trust in Christ. But if you never trust in Christ, you're not ready. You're not born again.
Right.
It's more than just saying you believe in God. A lot of people say, you know, I believe in God.
Oh, yeah.
That don't mean you're saved.
No.
Lost people believe in God.
Yeah.
Lost people, the demons believe and tremble, the scripture says.
You sure do.
So, we need that new birth. We need that new birth. Let's turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3, and let's look at verse 6 and verse 5 and 6 and maybe 7. All right? Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom."
All right.
You must have a new birth. You must have a spiritual birth.
Amen.
He cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not that I say to thee, ye must be born again.
Amen.
And I hope everybody here tonight has been what?
Born again.
Now you've heard it. I'm not done yet, but you've heard it. For 3 points now. Why are you putting such emphasis on it? Well, make sure everybody's saved. Well, make sure everybody's saved. Everybody's trusting Him, the Savior. I think that's an important thing to do. You know, when you wrap down into the inside, that's when you're preaching a long sermon, you know? Not just teaching you. Number 4. Here, let me give you all the points again. We're a new creation. We're a new creation. Okay? We are servants. And then number 3, we are born again. Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Here's the fourth. Here is the fourth. Who we are in Christ. This is the 1 Peter chapter 1. It's hard to cut this one, but let me start at verse 3. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant what? Does the Lord have abundant mercy?
Amen.
He's got abundant mercy to cover you. He's abundant in mercy. That's a wonderful thing. I love to talk about mercy. Because I didn't deserve it. Hey, I didn't deserve mercy. But God gave me. And He keeps giving it. If you didn't keep giving it, we'd never make it. We'd never make it. So He calls that abundant mercy. Abundant mercy. Hath begotten us again to what kind of hope? A living hope. It's a living, it's not a dying hope, it's a living hope. By the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance. We got an inheritance, and it's a heavenly inheritance. It's going to be a forever inheritance.
It don't fade away.
To an inheritance that's incorruptible, it's undefiled, it fades not away. And listen to me, it's reserved in heaven for us.
Amen.
Hey, we got a reserved seat.
Amen.
Y'all like reserved seats?
Yeah.
I do. You can just go in and sit in. I went to the wrestling matches years ago and took my Sunday school class. I don't know why I took them to the wrestling matches. That's what I did. I took them to that. We went to there. And my. I didn't realize how bad the wrestling matches was. But it was a difficult deal. It was a difficult deal. I never was so embarrassed in all my days. In all my days. It was the biggest mess that I ever saw. But the Lord moved in the lives of them young men. Of course, we had to leave early. I didn't realize he did all those things at the wrestling matches. Can you bleep out that wrestling match thing? I never realized people carried on that way at the wrestling match. That's what they did. It was a horrible, horrible situation. All right, let me catch up again. We are a new creation. We are servants. We have been born again. We have been born again. And now, 1 Peter 1:5, we have been kept. We are kept by the power of God. We are kept by the power of God. He keeps us. And if He didn't keep us, we wouldn't make it. So we're kept. Number five. We are a purchased people. That's what we're in Revelations 5, 9, and 10. We're a redeemed people. We're a redeemed people. He paid a high price to purchase me.
Oh, goodness. Amen.
He paid a high price to purchase me. I pretty much consider myself pretty much worthless. But not to the Lord. You know what He did? He took the most precious person ever and sent him to earth to pay the sin debt that I have. That's unbelievable. I don't understand it, but that's what He did. We're a purchased people. Mm-hmm. He purchased me.
Yes, sir.
He bought me. Mm-hmm. He paid for me.
Yeah.
Paid the greatest price there is for me. What a beloved, isn't that a tremendous blessing when you look at what He's done for us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing what He's done. Mm-hmm. If you're here tonight and as we've talked about all these different being a new creation, I hope you're a new creation.
Yeah.
I hope you've trusted Him. I hope you've trusted Him as your Savior. And if you haven't, how about tonight?
Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm.
You've heard it. Give you 5 points of it. You've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
How about tonight? Let me ask you something else. The profession of faith that you made, did it change? I think it's good to ask that. Did it change? Did it change? If it didn't change it, there's something wrong. All God's people say,
amen.
Good morning, brother. I was trying to get the record, brother.